Welcome again today to my kitchen, where I've been doing devotionals called Why I'm Not Afraid. Why joy is still at the center of my heart. Why the perfect love of God still casts out all fear. Why the promises of God are more precious and true to me than perhaps they've ever been in my lifetime. I want to read to you from one of my favorite Psalms, Psalm 128. And it talks about a blessing that God will give to anyone who fears God and walks in his ways. That's where it starts. Verse 1 says, "Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord and who walks in his ways. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you." In other words, when you're trusting God, the things that you've based your life and your future, the things that you work to see happen in the earth, there'll be a point where there'll be a happiness committed to your heart. You'll at least know that you've given your life for something that is eternal, that is worthwhile, and it produces this sense of well-being in the heart. "Your wife shall be a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house." Actually, I quoted this verse to Pastor Teresa yesterday. She has been cooking up an absolute storm. It's been hard for me to get time alone to do my devotions in the kitchen. Yesterday, she made a meal that was like 5-star. It was absolutely amazing. Thank God. I'm really the recipient of the promise of God. The promise of God that my wife will be a fruitful vine in the very heart of my house. It's awesome to live with somebody who's got the joy of the Lord, who spends time in prayer, who seeks God, who's serving God in his kingdom, and who is a phenomenal cook. I have to tell you, I'd almost forgotten in the last 10 years that we've been apart much of the week while she looks after our Bible school in Pennsylvania, and I've been traveling into the city to look after the church. I had forgotten how good a cook she really is, and she's been pulling out some of the old recipes, and it's just been awesome. "In the heart of your house, your children will be like olive plants round about your table." And I have to tell you, my children and grandchildren bring a great, great joy to my heart. "Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord." In other words, who has a deep reverence in his heart for God. Walks before God, says, "Lord, I love you. I'm going to serve you. I'm going to live for you all of my days." Thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. "The Lord bless you out of Zion, and you may see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. You may see your children's children, peace be upon Israel." It doesn't mean that everything will always go well. It doesn't mean that there won't be hardship at time, but you will always have the ability to see the hand of God in everything. And there'll be this deep abiding trust in your heart, as is in mine, that Lord, you are working together everything for good. I love you and I'm called according to your purpose. And even though trials and difficulties might be on the horizon, I see something in the future for my grandchildren. I see something for your people. I see things that only you could bring to my eyes. This is the blessing of walking with God. I challenge you today, give your all to him, walk with him, and watch what he will do for your heart. This is Carter Conlon. See you again tomorrow from my kitchen. God bless you.